You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Good morning, greetings, good afternoon to those who may be in a different time zone or whatever time you decide to listen to this content. I welcome you to today's 21st. I can't believe we're in the 21st installment of this 25 Motivational Tips to Supercharge Your 2024. I started this at the top of the year and we are on... Here it is, week 21, guys. The year is flying. And I just, you know, what's so amazing is that I wrote these 25 tips, my talking points out last year before 2024 even came in, just with deep thought of just things I felt that would be inspirational to me to share, to talk about, to be able to hone and actively see myself participating as I'm sharing it with you. And each and every time, I just feel absolutely excited and amazed about how this feeling of being able to share this information and know I can see the growth in me, hopefully the growth in you is happening. And I'm just feeling just so much gratitude and appreciation. And what has been what's been amazing is these last few weeks I have been looking at what the show segments have been topic wise and then coming to this microphone and getting situated to talk to you guys. And I look at what the week's message is and it just makes me smile each and every time because it's in direct alignment with what's going on with me personally. And I hope that it's happening for you for whatever evolutionary moments you're looking and wanting for yourself. And this week we will not disappoint. We're going to talk about how you inspire yourself and do what you love. And I am finally in a space after a very long time of being just feeling so disconnected from myself and disconnected from the things that gave me joy and being able to fully, impose myself into those works and those essences, those vibes, those zones that you lock into and you feel like you're, time is moving without fail and you're really not even paying attention because you're so absorbed into what you're doing. And when you come out, you're creating something amazing, right? And that's happening for me right now. And I just feel so grateful to have that experience because I know what it feels like to be locked in and to be in that zone. Being a former athlete, entrepreneur, ambitions, things that I've done in the journey of this thing called life has allowed me to have those sequences more than once in my life. So I'm really, really, really excited about this conversation today. Guys, you know what time it is. It's Monday, and it's time for Sunday's Money Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms. San Jacinto, Temecula Valley areas, and throughout the Inland Empire, are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating in an exotic Zen garden. Just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet. Are crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951-390-2670 or visit diamondvalleylodge.com.
Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of J&H Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up J&H Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
I know for many people, Monday has been notoriously known as a dreaded day, but I have come to find myself looking forward to having some positive notes, some positive words, some good energy transformed into this microphone each and every week for you. And it has given me a different outlook on the week and the Monday in itself. And it's not so redundant. I think that a lot of people experience that, and that's how they feel, these levels of burnout, and sometimes even feeling regret that they have to go to some place maybe that they don't feel connected to, or they're not, you know, necessarily excited about clocking into or being present or servitude at that particular time and place. So this is why I feel like it's so important to do things outside of you know, we all have responsibilities. I'm not ignoring that at all, as we should. Each and every one of us is given us opportunity. Each and every one of us is given an opportunity to be and do whatever it is that we need to do, that freedom of choice. And in those moments of choice, you decide how your life unrolls, right? And so there's times when you may have those chores or those things that you're not necessarily feeling this just heavy levels of high altitude about, but it doesn't mean that you have to just hate it either. So in that, you know, sometimes you have to have certain ways that you approach things and you look at things. And a lot of times it's your outlook and the mindset and the motivational factors that are surrounding you that contribute to how you feel about things day to day and about yourself. So what's most important is that you actually have to lock in and inspire yourself to do what you love to do, whatever that is. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a certain amount of time, hours, you know, weeks or months that have to be dedicated to it. You control what that looks like, but you definitely should do it. It's something that allows you to have purpose. And, you know, a lot of times you hear people talking about, well, I don't know my purpose, I don't know what I'm here to do, and things of that nature. So these are some of the exploratory measures that can help to enhance those moments. And you'll lock in because, you know, there's not this one set of rules. You could have many paths. You could have many journeys. You could have many ambitions. You can have many hobbies. You can have many loves and things that you may find and discover about yourself. That's the beautiful thing about it. And I encourage you to do so. So one of my first points I'm going to share with you is actively participate in activities you enjoy. So that makes it really, really, really easy because you might like playing pool. You might like swimming. You might like going to the gym. You might like karate, or you might like going to the movies. There's just different things that light you up and make you feel good about it. Sometimes people like cooking. It's just so many things. Some people actually like cleaning. I remember when I was playing basketball overseas, every Saturday I had this ritual where I would turn up my music loud, open up my windows, no matter what the weather felt like outside, whether it was hot, cold, rain, or whatever. I would open up the windows and let all this fresh air come in, and I would clean my house. And I would just do, you know, hit all of the areas that maybe I didn't do on a day-to-day basis. But on those Saturdays, I just kind of really fell into this thing where I wanted to clean my flat. And I would, you know, I would have Talib Kweli playing and, you know, doing some freestyling in the house. And I would be having my own little concerts and entertaining myself, because here I am thousands and thousands of miles on the other side of the country, of the world, really. You know, this is when I was living in France, and I would, just kind of going to this routine, and I would cook my food, I would eat my meal, and have my uniform laid out, put it on the bed. And I'm gonna tell you guys, even in high school, I used to iron my uniform, had a crease right down the middle of the jersey and the shorts and everything else. And I used to wear a t-shirt or something underneath. Everything was pressed, right? And it just made me feel like I was preparing myself. And it didn't make me worry about what I was going to do, but it eased me into my things of knowing what I was going to do that day. And it would just give me something to lock into and groove with. Secondly, I think it's good to take note of high energy passions and do them often. So many times we'll get caught up working or taking care of the family, taking care of whatever responsibilities that, you know, doing your things that you need to do for yourself that are probably requirements more so than they are passion moments or just free will, if you will, say. And those are the times when you have to actually take notice of it and do something, whether it's walking in the park, taking your shoes off, grounding and putting your feet on the ground and walking. If you're near water, walking near the ocean, walking near a lake, putting your feet in the sand, flying a kite, it could be anything. But what it does allow you to do is to feel the energy of you being present and doing something that makes you feel free and makes your heart sing, right? And in doing that, it gives this bigger part of yourself an opportunity to just reflect on what it is that feels good to you. Because sometimes you'll be surprised how many people forgot about certain things that they enjoy doing. And they'll say, oh, I used to do this and I used to do that. You know, for me, I love roller skating. From a child, you know, roller skated. I used to perform in roller skates, and that's another story. But I would dance in my skates. I'm from Chicago, so you know, roller skating is a thing, honey. And let anything James Brown come on, then the JB style roller skating is happening, right? I was just saying the other day how good it is to see our younger generation catching on, and skating is kind of making a comeback. I remember for a large amount of years, skating rinks were closing and shutting down, and people weren't going to the skating rink. And it's nothing but sheer miracles that some have survived, because there used to be a plethora of skating rinks when we were growing up. And, you know, society and things change, and, you know, our new generation of children are more accustomed to being internally connected on, you know, gaming systems and social media. So we used to burn the door to try to get outside to go and play and see friends and do things and just be outside the house. And so it's such a difference. So it's good to see all these generations enjoying something that is so minimal of a requirement. Is just, you know, physically being able to do it, which I tell you right now, I miss it desperately because I'm still over here repairing and healing from my own journeys. And it's an ambition for me to be able to get back and skate and physically letting my body get to that realm again, because it does require your knees, your ankles, your back, and some balancing. And you know, I've always been one. I skate better backwards than I do forward. I've always been that way. And I'm probably a neck and neck now, but I've always enjoyed skating backwards. And so things like that give you an opportunity to even have a drive. So sometimes you may have walked away from something or haven't take part in something in such a long time. Now, I'm not telling you to go up here and do some bungee jumping. If you know you got a bad neck, bad back, you getting ready to go bungee jump and just, you know, jerk the shit out yourself, that's not going to be wise, but, you know, be logical, right? And last but not least, share your passions with others somehow. You know, for me right now, I am in a high work mode. I'm developing a comedy series. I'm actually in the process of, we're in production right now. So we're filming, I'm editing, I'm shooting, I'm acting, I'm writing, doing some rewrites, doing some casting calls. I'm full all the way in, as well as with the radio network. And so each and every time I get to create something, I get to share with the public. And it just makes me feel such a level of completeness I can't even explain to you. And it just gives me another moment of recollection of how you can take something and make it matter and you know, give it your all or put all yourself into it. And so this project I'm doing right now is why I said this week was so in alignment with what I'm doing currently in my life and work, and it's all tying in together. And I'm so excited to have this rejuvenation of myself and this opportunity to share it with the world. And I can't wait to tell you guys more about it. I will do so on another time. We'll get closer to wrapping and production. I will probably within the next few weeks before our 25 motivational tips wraps, I'll be sharing with you that project. So, but for those of you who have been listening each and every week, I pray that you are making leaps and bounds. You're taking some of this stuff. Hopefully you're able to apply it, make it feel good, tie it into something that is ambiguous for you that maybe no one else knows and only you know. And so it'll challenge you to dig a little deeper and to unearth those things that maybe you've allowed to fall dormant, or you're not giving enough time to yourself. So guys, we want to get one life to live. Why not make it our best life, right? So I just want to tell you guys to have a blessed week. And this is Sunny, and I am out. Peace. Have a wonderful week. Later.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.